All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my favorite two radio stations in the entire nation, of course, although Max and the Beach are creeping up there. I only said that to tick off our K102 morning jock in the other room here. Just kidding. I know. My favorite two AM stations. How's that? In the entire nation, of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, 1400 AM in somewhat getting to be Christmassy Sandpoint. I know it doesn't feel at all like Christmas yet, but you just look at the calendar. It'll make you feel like it. And maybe next week we'll get some snow. Anyway, it's Thursday. We're in North Idaho. This is North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte. And if you're wondering whatever happened to Ricky's Top 10, it's back in here in this slot next week. So we will have Ricky in the studio and do a Top 10. Something about winter movies, I think. So looking forward to that. But anyway, this week we've got a good show for you. First up, we'll welcome back our good friend Sherry Caldwell from the Sandpoint Senior Center. Sherry pops in here about once a month to fill us in on her latest haps at the Senior Center. What's going on for the month of December. I predict it's a busy month at the Senior Center. In our second segment, we'll welcome back in Veronica Knowlton. Of course, she's the new executive director of the historic Panada Theater. The Panada, after taking most of last summer off for a variety of reasons, they're back, open full swing, and they have lots of entertainment on tap for this holiday season. So I know a couple of my kids went to the Shook Twins Little Wolf concert there the week before Thanksgiving weekend, and they had a wonderful time to a full house at the Panada, the first one in years. And everybody had to prove they were vaccinated or whatever. So it seemed to have worked out. Anyway, so we'll talk more about the Panada here in a little bit. And in our final segment today, Kristen Carlson from Bonner General Health will join us. If that name sounds familiar to you regular listeners, of course, Kristen was a regular on the Chamber Chatter Hour show here on North Idaho's radio for several years, her and Ricky and Kate. And she became one of the media directors with the BGH right as this COVID thing became real. So talk about being thrown into the fire. Anyway, but since then, she has not been in front of the mic. She's gone behind the scenes, still very active, at least working with us as far as getting doctors and nurses and guests on the show. But she will be on the microphone today. And she will be joined by Margot Johnson, who's one of the top volunteers for the board at the BGH. They'll be telling us about the annual Parade of Trees, which is going on again this holiday season. So we'll learn all about that. So that's what's happening on the show today. What's happening around town? There is a semi-formal holiday ball going on Friday, December the 3rd, in the Ponderay Events Center. Of course, located behind Sandpoint Furniture above Selkirk Glass and Cabinet. There's an evening of instruction in the dancing arts, or just have fun dancing. The event starts at 7 o'clock with Rumba for Beginners. Rumba for Beginners? All you people who ever wanted to begin rumbing. Is that a word? Rumbing? From 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, enjoy general dancing with a DJ. There's refreshments, door prizes, mixers, singles, and couples, as well as all levels of dancers welcome. Bring a non-perishable item for the food bank. Cost is just $9 for adults, $5 for teens. And, of course, anyone is invited to attend. What else is happening this week and a weekend? Friday is Ladies Night in downtown Sandpoint. Many downtown Sandpoint businesses are participating in store giveaways, live music, as well as snacks and drinks. A grand prize of over $400 in restaurant gift certificates will be awarded. Ladies Night starts at 4 o'clock on Friday. There's a holiday concert Friday, Christmas music performed by the students of the Suzuki String Academy, 5 o'clock at Christ Our Redeemer Church. The performance is free. Friday at Matchwood, it's Bright Moments Jazz from 6 until 8:30. Pondere Winery on Friday has live music and artist reception, live music with Zach Sims and his artist reception with Lynn Campbell. And that goes along with their ladies' night. So that begins at 4 o'clock, music at about 5. So go check that out Friday night at Pondere Winery on 3rd and Cedar. This Saturday, we'd love talking this up, the free first Saturday at the Bonner County Historical Museum over here, right down the street from our studios here in Lakeview Park. Free admission once a month to Bonner County Museum. It goes from 10 until 2 this Saturday, and this month's event is made possible by Ken and Kathy Conger. So thank you very much to Ken and Kathy for paying for that, basically. Also Saturday at McDuff's Brewing Company, live music with Harold's IGA. And they haven't been playing a lot since everything switched to indoors. So you want to take this rare opportunity to catch Ben and Katie and the crew. 6:30 to 9:30, Harold's IGA, Saturday at McDuff's. Winery Saturday, my good buddy Justin Lantrip from 5 until 8. Idaho Poor Authority on Saturday has also good friends of ours, Mike and Shanna Thompson. They are great. And they really enjoy playing at IPA 6 until 8 on Saturday. There's also a Christmas craft fair Saturday and Sunday at St. Joseph's Church. It's on Lincoln, just off of Ontario, from 9 until 4. That's Saturday and Sunday at St. Joseph's Church. And I already talked about, there's another holiday concert on Sunday with the Suzuki String Academy at 5 o'clock, again at Christ Our Redeemer Church. So you have two chances to see them this weekend. All right, so we are going to take our first break. When we come back, we're scheduled to have Sherry Caldwell from Sandpoint Senior Center with us, and we have a guest from BGH as well, and once again, Veronica from the Panada Theater will be with us, so stick around.
Jordan Sales and Service, home of the I Love My Tractor customer, has you covered this winter with a Coyote and closed cab tractor. Include your choice of Coyote attachments, from snowblowers to snowblades. Jordan Sales has the right Coyote tractor set up waiting for you. Take a look at their Coyote inventory at jordansales.com. Then stop by and see them for yourself in Post Falls at 3200 West Celtis Way. And get one before you get snowed in. You can always check them out on Facebook too. Jordan Sales and Service, your rural lifestyle dealer.
We're revving up the winnings and giving away an F-150 truck at Coeur d'Alene Casino. Play this November and December to earn entries into the Keep On Truckin' Giveaway. On Saturday, December 18th, you could win one of 30 cash and extra play cash prizes. Plus, one lucky winner will drive away with a new F-150 truck and with a cash prize package valued at $58,000. Will it be you? The Keep On Truckin' Giveaway. For more information, visit cdacasino.com.
It's time now for the pet case of the day.
Hi, this is Dr. Dawn Mara from North Idaho Animal Hospital. Stanley, a 60-pound Labrador retriever, staggered into North Idaho Animal Hospital after ingesting a tray of freshly baked brownies. Interestingly, his heart rate was not elevated, nor was his heartbeat abnormal. His only symptom was absolute delirium. He could not stand, walk, or focus on his surroundings. What's your diagnosis? Upon further questioning, Stanley's owner admitted to adding a hefty amount of marijuana to the brownie batch as they were using it medicinally. Stanley had encountered the normal hyperactivity produced by chocolate with THC from the marijuana. Luckily, IV fluids and a large oral dose of activated charcoal reversed all the symptoms within 12 hours, and Stanley wagged his way out the door. Visit us at North Idaho Animal Hospital, right across from Dairy Depot at 320 South Ella. North Idaho Animal Hospital, growing and expanding because we care.
Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel and this is Pet Talk. We have touched on this subject in the past, but it's always worth repeating. That subject is your pet's health care. Be prepared when considering adding a pet to your household. The costs to consider are food, grooming, and health care. Always consider putting money aside in a savings account to cover the yearly expenses for wellness checks and vaccinations. Also have extra money put aside for those emergencies that pop up. Veterinarians often get called by pet owners in a panic because their pet is sick or injured and they are not financially prepared. The veterinarian is a small business owner and is often unable to extend credit as a bank or loan office may do. So as painful as it may be, the veterinarian may have to turn the person away. So remember, always be prepared for your pet's health care by putting small amounts of money aside each month for those trips to the vet with your four-legged family member. This has been Pet Talk, and I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel wishing you and your pets a great day.
Nothing says happy holidays like winning a big, fat, holly jolly jackpot at the Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry. We'll have daily super progressive jackpots waiting under the tree, giving you the chance to spin and win big bucks every day in December. Our midweek room rates are just $79 a night in the Kootenai Falls Lodge or $99 a night in a spectacular Riverview room. We'll even throw in breakfast for two, making this the perfect December getaway. The Springs Restaurant will be dishing up our famous $11 lunch and dinner specials. Or you can opt for our amazing $10 all-you-can-eat salad bar. December is the perfect time to book a holly jolly jackpot getaway. We have the games, we have the rooms, and we have the winning. To book your stay, call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back, and joining us now here in our first segment, or technically our second segment, once a month. She pops in here the first Thursday of just about every month, Sherry Coldwell, Executive Director of the Sandpoint Senior Center, and right on time, here you are.
Yes, thank you for the reminder call.
Yeah, had a bit of an extended break there, but how are things in general at the Senior Center?
They're going really well. We are crazy, crazy busy. I don't know if you read the this month's newsletter, but
I have it right in front of me.
Yeah, we've been really picking up a lot of new registrants for our home delivered meals program. Believe it or not, we made over 2,800 meals in October. When I started working at SASE in May of 2020, we were averaging about 2,200 meals. So you can imagine how much business we've picked up over the last 2 years, especially with the surrounding senior centers having to close down, you know, part of the week because of lack of staffing. So we're picking up a lot of those folks as well.
And a lot of those meals on wheels and lunches to go and things like that are free or very little cost. So how do you pay for the increase in all that food?
We get a partial reimbursement from the government through the Area Agency on Aging, Medicare, those sorts of things. But for the most part, it's just contributions from the community, grant writing. The county has helped us out as well. But yeah, for our seniors 60 and over, it's just a recommended donation of $5. So we never ask, we never solicit. It's whatever they can afford. And if they can't afford anything, that's fine. We're there to make sure that they have something nutritious to eat.
Do you have seniors who are just regulars, like just about every day?
Yeah, we do. It's awesome.
Yeah, it must have been hard when you couldn't do the in-person, so it's so great that you get to do that.
It is. And for a lot of these seniors, they're, you know, solo agers. So this is like really the only opportunity they have to, you know, socialize with their peers and to, you know, to get out of the house. So it's nice to offer that. Unfortunately, because of how busy we've been, we're going to be stopping in-person dining for Mondays and Tuesdays. However, those folks can still come in. The activities were still going on. Those folks can still come in and have coffee and socialize with their friends. We'll even supply the coffee and the cookies.
Bring your own food.
Well, they're actually going
to do... beer hall.
Well, that's true, but we're offering to-go meals, so they can take still take a hot meal to go. It's just that
it'll take
a lot less stress, a lot of the stress off of our kitchen staff and our dining room staff to not have to do those, because Mondays and Tuesdays are super busy as we're gearing up for our Priest River delivery, which is well over 100 meals that are going out on a Tuesday. So
I was not aware of that.
Yes, we have quite a few registrants that live out in Priest River, so we just deliver to them on Tuesdays, and they'll get all 7 days worth of food. So they'll usually get a couple of cold trays, one hot tray, whatever meal that is that day, and then like six cold frozen meals that we've already prepared for them for the rest of the week. So it's a lot.
yeah. I was not aware that you guys do that. You know, one of the hot button subjects in around Sandpoint and Bonner's Ferry these days are can't find enough employees to keep restaurants going, to keep a lot of retail businesses going. Is that affecting the senior center as well?
It is. We just hired on two people because I had lost two over the course of the last couple of months. So to be able to finally get those numbers up helps a lot. But our kitchen staff is still doing an impressive amount of work for only three people, and they're doing it in under 2.5 hours. So we're just trying to give them a little bit of breathing room while we prepare, because there's so many meals going out on Tuesday that we have to prepare. So we just want to make sure that we give them enough breathing room without stressing them out, especially since two of those employees are in their mid-70s. So we want to make sure that we're, you know, not overtaxing them as well.
Trey, you know, you were hired during the pandemic, and so that obviously there were challenges that none of your predecessors had. You were doing a great job. Then the influx of so many seniors moving to our area in the last 2 years, and of course, a lot of them, like you said, are single, looking for some socialization and to meet people and all of that. So, way to go.
Thank you.
Hats off to you for jumping right in the fire and handling it. We were talking last month about the LGH Herb Night, and you know, I could hear the Bob Marley music in the back of my head whenever you say, "Hey, we're having Herb Night, Mom." But that's not what it is.
No, the Ladies Homestead Gathering does these herbal nights where they pick a different herb or an allium, which was the first night we did garlic. But they talk about you know, not just the botanical information behind it, but you know, all of its medicinal uses, how to grow them, how to store them. So if you have any interest at all in working with herbs, especially if you're, you know, growing an herb garden for medicinal purposes, that, you know, these classes that happen once a month might be right up your alley. It's just for women, and it's open for ladies 16 and older. I know, I'm sorry, I see your face.
Well, you know, I'm officially a senior. I don't feel like it. But I'm a guy, so I wanted to go to this one. Honestly, it's the Herb Night is December 16th at 6:30, and it's all about bay leaf. I'm reading this right now. And the reason I probably wouldn't go, but I am interested in learning about bay leaf, because for anybody out there who cooks a lot, like especially stews and things like sauces, and you always throw in a bay leaf or two, and I always think, does that do anything? So I'd be curious what happens in that class this
month. Well, I'll show the information because I'll be going.
I mean, it must do something that people have been doing it for centuries.
Yeah, I use it too, but I'm like you. I'm like, all right, is this really doing anything? Can we taste it? If I omit it, is it going to be noticeable? I really don't know.
That's my point.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I don't think so either, but who knows?
Well, you've got them on your shelf, so you might as well throw them in the sauce.
There you go.
Is today bingo?
Bingo was last Wednesday night. Yes, okay. And no one's won the jackpot, so it's up to $65. They're going to be serving – they're going to start serving the routine meals on certain nights. So I think, you know, like the first Wednesday is pasta, the second is chicken. I think the third might be pizza or something like that. So, yeah, you can come down. The doors open at 5. You can purchase a meal or any concessions or snacks that you like. The cost is $2 per card. Games start at 6 o'clock. And I believe they go till 8:30.
Yeah, and lots of other activities that went away for a while a year or so ago, and now, you know, the full schedule is back. You can subscribe to the newsletter and learn all about that. Or sitting around right now, you can go to sandpointareaseniors.org, sandpointareaseniors.org. You could look at the whole monthly menu for all the lunches and the Friday breakfast.
Yep.
And say, well, I love scalloped potatoes and ham, and that's next Tuesday. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Things like that, and see all that. There's so many events for seniors to do besides, you know, there's the bingo, and there's dances, and there's all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, and Fit and Fall Proof, the exercise class specifically designed for seniors, and you're welcome to come.
I'm a guy.
Yes, well, you can do that one. That's not sponsored by the Ladies Homestead Gatherings. That's through Panhandle Health District. But, yeah, it's a great class. It's 10 weeks long. We supply everything. It's completely free of charge. And as a matter of fact, they're getting ready to start their new 10-week session this coming Monday the 6th. They'll be meeting on Mondays and Thursdays for the next 10 weeks at 3 p.m. And I believe you're also going to be getting a pedometer this round, too. So if you're interested, please come down. It's a completely free class. And if you it's however much you can tolerate. So if you can't stand for long periods, we have chairs set up for everyone because some of the exercises are done seated. But for those who can't stand for an extended period of time, they can sit and still do a lot of the exercises as well.
Very good. Sherry, I know you need to get back. You're as busy as can be, but thanks for running over here. I mean, literally, and joining us today, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. And sorry for being late. I apologize.
Nobody would know it if we didn't bring it up. So.
Oh, well, in that case, I was totally on time.
Yeah, there we go. All right. We are going to take our second break. Oh, once again, that's Sherry Caldwell from the Executive Director of Sandpoint Area Seniors.org is their website, 263-6860. Is their phone number. Check it out. We are going to check out a couple more words, and we come back. Veronica Knowlton is with us, the executive director of the Sandpoint's historic Panada Theater. Lots Ooh. Going on at the Panada this holiday season. We'll find out all about it right after this.
You win when you work at Coeur d'Alene Casino. We're hiring across all departments at our premier casino resort in Murley, Idaho. Our team members enjoy competitive wages and great benefits, including 100% paid medical, vision, and dental, free meals during work shifts, paid time off, holiday bonuses, 401k, wellness programs, and more. Visit cdacasino.com to apply today. Coeur d'Alene Casino, welcome home.
Selkirk's Pend'Oreille Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Pend'Oreille. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FTA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Pend'Oreille Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
Nothing says happy holidays like winning a big, fat, holly jolly jackpot at the Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry. We'll have daily super progressive jackpots waiting under the tree, giving you the chance to spin and win big bucks every day in December. Our midweek room rates are just $79 a night in the Kootenai Falls Lodge or $99 a night in a spectacular Riverview room. We'll even throw in breakfast for two, making this the perfect December getaway. The Springs Restaurant will be dishing up our famous $11 lunch and dinner specials. Or you can opt for our amazing $10 all-you-can-eat salad bar. December is the perfect time to book a holly jolly jackpot getaway. We have the games, we have the rooms, and we have the winning. To book your stay, call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY. Or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer, maybe yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening. And visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere. All at northidahoradio.com.
All right. We are back. Our second segment here today in North Idaho Thursday, joined by Veronica Knowlton. She is with the Panada Theater, as I said, the executive director. And Veronica, how's the job going? It's been a few months now.
Yes, I started in October, so I think we're embarking on month number three. It is exhausting, but invigorating at the same time. I'm very thankful that we picked up an additional staff member, Josh. He's our technical coordinator, who has been the biggest blessing. I would not be at a radio interview without him.
Right.
He's holding down the fort right now, preparing for a performance this weekend.
Yeah, lots of stuff. We'll get to that in a moment. Going on at the Panada for the holiday season through December. And but first of all, let's go back almost 2 weeks to the Shook Twins show with
yes.
the Little Wolf. And, you know, that was my son's video that was
really
debuted there.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of checking in guests, verifying that everybody had tickets. And I got a little emotional. I'm a big event girl. And it was so lovely to see the lobby packed, everyone in a good mood, having a good time, laughing, reconnecting with friends, enjoying the concert. It was really just a magical evening.
That's what I heard from everyone I know who attended. It was like, it was old times.
Yes.
And of
yes.
course, they had to show vaccination to get in, et cetera. And that seemed to work at the
yeah.
end of the theater. I mean, who knew we'd ever have to go through this, but at least we're on the way back.
We are. And I had spoke about the two event format at our prior interview, and it went off without a hitch. There's always some feedback on social media. We received a few phone calls, but at the end of the day, if you want to come to the concert and you think it's a good choice for your family, you'll attend. Or if that format doesn't work, hopefully there'll be an event coming up with a COVID format that does work for you and your family.
Yeah.
Everyone had a great time.
It's just the world that we're living in
exactly,
right now. So we
exactly.
just adjust to it. Speaking of great times, what is going on this month
oh,
at the Panada
boy,
Theater?
We are booked from now until Christmas. Very excited. This Saturday, the Homeschool Academy is putting on Seussical the Musical. It is free to attend Saturday at 12 o'clock at the Panada Theater. The following weekend, we have a free movie presented by KRFY and the Bonner County Human Rights Task Force. It is The Antidote, which looks to be the trailer is wonderful, an inspiring film about kindness. And then we have a Global Cinema Cafe screening that Saturday and Sunday, December 11th and 12th, previewing The Father with Anthony Hopkins. It looks to be a heartwarming tale about aging parents, and I have a soft spot in it. It reminds me a little bit of my dad. And then we jump into more holiday-themed programming. The Sandpoint Music Conservatory is hosting a Christmas concert, Music Matters, on Tuesday, December 14th. Mm-hmm. And that is a free concert as well. They are also hosting the North Idaho Philharmonia. Their debut concert is Friday, December 17th. I'm not sure ticket pricing on that one. It will be on our website shortly.
I had written down, because we were talking on the phone, because that wasn't on the website yet. I wrote down North Idaho Philharmonicas. I thought it was going to be a whole bunch of harmonicas.
Oh, no. Philharmonia, it is a string orchestra.
Oh, gotcha.
So orchestra minus orchestra, only strings is my understanding of their programming.
And that's Friday, December 17th. Is that on the website yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
We are still waiting on some final marketing pieces, hopefully by tomorrow morning. And then we jump into Christmas with two screenings of A Christmas Story. That will be Saturday, December 18th and Sunday, December 19th. Each of those screenings will have an ugly Christmas sweater / PJ contest. So bring out your best Ralphie impression. I can't wait to see you.
And wear your pajamas to the Panada.
You know Ralphie has that pink onesie. I'm hoping at least one person
shows
up. I can
picture that now, yeah.
I'm really hopeful that Sandpoint represents Ralphie. And then Wednesday, Thursday, December 22nd and 23rd, we have two screenings of The Nightmare Before Christmas. And we are very fortunate enough that one of our local Sandpoint residents and new board member, Jimmy Matzloff, worked on the original production. And so we're going to have a Q&A with him after each screening. And he has some original I don't want to call them artifacts. They're not that old, but some original items from production that he's going to show off and answer some questions.
So before I read this, I'm personally not the biggest movie buff in the world, but I wasn't familiar with The Nightmare Before Christmas. What is it all about?
So it's a Tim Burton film that was produced by Disney. It is
Tim Burton from Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Yeah. It is a children's film that highlights Jack Skellington and his quest for Halloween, except he lands on the wrong holiday. He lands on Christmas instead of October 31st. And so it's kind of a whimsical adventure on all things Halloween meets Christmas. It has a huge cult following, so I'm hoping that it does well as well.
Yeah, well, that'll be great. And would that be it for the Christmas?
That's it. That rounds out our Christmas programming. We have some independent movies being screened early parts of January, and then late January will be the Banff Film Festival in person. That is on our website. Save the date. Tickets go on sale, I believe, January 3rd.
So, and then the plan for the Panada after this, I mean, I know you have a new board and, and all of that, and you're still looking for new board
members.
We
are still accepting applications. And I think the biggest thing to stress is you do not have to have a theater background or a performing arts background to apply to be on our board. One of our newest board members, Rob Chipman, is from Lighthouse Salad Dressing. Whiz in marketing and social media. And so he doesn't really know the theater world, but I'm putting him to use on our Facebook and Twitter accounts. And so it takes all kinds of kinds. It is, our building is almost 100 years old. I would love a board member with facilities and or restoration experience just to kind of lend a guiding hand in that regard. So we're open to anybody and everybody. Yeah.
And so how do people apply for that or find out more about it?
They can go to our website, panada.org, and in the far right on the top, there's a Contact Us and About Us form that will lead you to the full board application.
So if you become a Panada board member, what is expected of you? How many meetings do have to attend and all of that? Because people want to know what their commitment is.
Absolutely. Currently, we meet twice a month internally, and then we have one community meeting each month. As I've been getting up to speed in theater management, we are reducing our twice a month meetings. But the basic expectation is that you join two committees, marketing, finance, facilities. We have a plethora of them. And then you are available for community meetings each month to give feedback and reports and projects.
So a community meeting, in the board is there like on the stage or whatever, and anybody can come and participate?
Yep. And so in your committees, for marketing example, you might spend 2 hours a week working on an Instagram schedule, or it's Christmas week, you're not going to do anything because you already did it. It really just varies on how involved you want to be, but I'd say anywhere from 2 to 4 hours a week has been kind of the standard that I've been working with the board on.
Yeah, that's really great. So I started to ask a few minutes ago, and I interrupted myself. So the general future right now picture of for the Panada, like coming through the rest of this winter and into the spring, is getting back to business as usual as much as physically possible?
Yes, absolutely. While it's not listed on our website, I still have some contracts outstanding. January, February, March is tentatively filled with programming, and I hope to keep it that way. I'm already looking at some dates in September, October, November for 2022, and then the mid of the year, let's say May, June, July, I'm looking at some large construction projects. So we might have a bit of an intermission over the summer just to take care of some facilities things, but we're looking at a pretty healthy 2022 as long as I can pull it off.
Yeah, that's great. So again, December 22nd and 23rd, The Nightmare Before Christmas at the Panada Theater, which from what Veronica says, will get you in the mood for Christmas.
Yes, very much so.
A Christmas Story has two showings on December 18th and 19th. The 18th is in the evening, 7:30. 19th is a matinee. The Father, which you touched on a little bit, about a man refuses all assistance from his daughter as he ages. very familiar with
that. Sorry, John Knowlton.
It is also two showings, December 11th and 12th, December 11th in the evening and a matinee on the 12th. And you have that free movie brought to you by KRFY. I think it's their 10th anniversary.
Yes, it is. They did mention that. I believe that they are working on some happy birthday anniversary items in the welcoming programming before the film.
So it's a movie and brought to you by the Bonner County Human Rights Task Force, as well as called The Antidote. Music Matters with the Youth Choir and Orchestra free concert on Tuesday, December 14th. And the North Idaho Philharmonia, whatever you called it, harmonicas, their Christmas concert on Friday, December 17th. And as always, you can go to panada.org or panada.org. Either one will work. And see the schedule and all of that. Veronica, you're doing a great job. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
And let's do this once a month or so.
Yes, I'll see you next year. I hope to see you sooner. Come to some Christmas holiday.
I love movies at the Panada. I know you don't do first run movies
we
there,
don't.
But I vote for that, especially in the wintertime, like a Sunday afternoon. Just a classic movie. I'd pay to see that on the big screen.
I recently stumbled across a treasure trove of public domain films.
Oh.
And some of them are pretty recent and pretty good. So I'm working on a few dates in spring 2022 for just that.
You know, I've told this story before, but probably not for several years. But several years ago, I was like a Saturday afternoon during the summertime, and I'm walking down the street, and I heard something going on inside the Panada. It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I go in there, and the Panada had just gotten air conditioned, so it was really nice. And there was a Shirley Temple movie,
yeah,
black and white, on the big screen, and there wasn't a soul in the Panada, and I knew nothing about it. I just sat down and go like, I hadn't thought about Shirley Temple since I was a little kid.
Oh yeah,
but it was so cool to see that on the big screen. So like I said, I would watch anything on that screen.
Well, we are happy to have you.
All right, Veronica Knowlton from the Panada Theater, and we're very lucky to have you in Sandpoint and at the Panada.
I feel lucky to be here.
We are going to take our final break. When we come back, Kristen Carlson and Margot Johnson, they are with Bonner General Health and helping put on the Parade of Trees. We'll find out the who, what, where, and how about that right after this.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say, save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
I Saw Something Shiny in downtown Sandpoint is the perfect dining and shopping experience. Check out their flavorful menu that includes items like prosciutto and wild mushrooms flatbread or tarragon chicken asparagus pappardelle. They also have chocolate bar and wine shop. Then peruse their stylish assortment of women's apparel, shoes, accessories, gifts, and home decor. I Saw Something Shiny, 1 First Avenue in Sandpoint, has a wine dinner once a month. Check out their website or Facebook page for the latest information.
It's time now for the pet case of the day.
Hi, this is Dr. Dawn Mara from North Idaho Animal Hospital. Stanley, a 60-pound Labrador retriever, staggered into North Idaho Animal Hospital after ingesting a tray of freshly baked brownies. Interestingly, his heart rate was not elevated, nor was his heartbeat abnormal. His only symptom was absolute delirium. He could not stand, walk, or focus on his surroundings. What's your diagnosis? Upon further questioning, Stanley's owner admitted to adding a hefty amount of marijuana to the brownie batch as they were using it medicinally. Stanley had encountered the normal hyperactivity produced by chocolate with THC from the marijuana. Luckily, IV fluids and a large oral dose of activated charcoal reversed all the symptoms within 12 hours, and Stanley wagged his way out the door. Visit us at North Idaho Animal Hospital, right across from Dairy Depot at 320 South Ella. North Idaho Animal Hospital, growing and expanding because we care.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here for North Idaho Thursday, and we are joined now from Bonner General Health. Former radio star Kristen Carlson is with us, and she used to be the star of Chamber Chatter for a few years here on these various. I'm just saying that to embarrass her.
But, Hi, Bob.
So, what is your title now at Bonner General? You're in the
marketing specialist.
Marketing specialist, yes. Meaning, you know, she arranges all the. She voices the radio ads, which is
sometimes
very
yes.
good, and just, you know, handles right when you handles all the media. When you start is right when COVID hit and like being thrown into the
I
fire.
I started March 3rd of 2020.
Yeah. Prime time. But you've done a great job handling. I mean,
Thank you
had
much.
No way of knowing what you're getting into for the next 2 years.
Exactly.
So it's been a challenge.
It's good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for being here. And you are joined by Margo Johnson, who has been volunteering for Bonner General for the last 23 years.
That's correct.
And how did you get involved with that?
It's a joke, but it isn't. I actually came in for a mammogram and never left.
They didn't tie you down or anything, did they?
Marketing slogan. I'm going to use it.
Yeah. Come in for a mammogram, stay for 23 years.
Well, they knew that I worked at Coldwater Creek and had left there, and I came in, and they said, we need somebody in the gift shop. And I said, oh, yeah, and that's where I started.
There you go. Very good. So you guys are here today to talk about the Parade of Trees, which is an annual holiday event here in our area. And Margo or Kristen, jump in and tell us, what is the Parade of Trees?
It was actually, to my best memory, started in 2006.
Okay.
We were trying to raise money for education. The volunteers put a tree together, mostly, you know, bows, ribbons, bulbs. There was nothing underneath it. But we ended up with 25 of them. And then the creativity and it's unreal what the departments did after we gave them trees. And now one tree fills up a whole table with goods underneath them and a variety of themes. But the money that is raised from this goes towards education, which pays for the nurses, anyone that has to go back and further their education.
Well, let's go back a step. Mm-hmm. And how does the money get raised? I'm a little confused. You have these trees.
Well, previously we had bids, and people would walk in, see the trees and bids, and that was fun because on the last day they would fight one another to get that bid in. Unfortunately, with COVID, we weren't able to have people come in, so Kristen has graciously taken that over and put it online for bidding now.
And was that a challenge? I mean, that was something new that almost every like nonprofit organization had to figure out something. And
yeah, it was a team effort. Luckily, we had some experience with the first virtual Heart Ball this year, so we utilized Greater Giving. So we, you know, Molly and Aaron and myself, we had some experience, so we were able to put that online, and it's really user friendly. It's, you know, and you can see who you're bidding against, and you kind of get the same feel, just not in person, of the bidding wars and that type of thing. So. It's been great. We're lucky we have those resources that we can use, so we can still do things like this, even though we can't do it in person.
Yeah, it's amazing because I know that
they did a beautiful job with the pictures of the trees and the items. underneath them as well.
Yeah, I know, for example, like the Kinderhaven fundraiser was a smash hit online last year. I mean, who knew that would be even bigger? And I'm involved with the festival and our wine auction. It was our most successful one ever. And it's like, and we didn't even have dinner or wine. So
it says a lot about the community, and they still want to give. So even though we still are not gathering in the same capacity, they still want to give. So we're lucky.
So how do people participate, and when does it start and stop?
Go ahead, Chris. So it started on Monday. It's going for 7 days. So you can go online. It's super easy. It is paradeoftrees.ggo.bid, B-I-D. No www, none of that. Just paradeoftrees.ggo.bid.
Or you can go on the Bonner General website.
Yep, we've got it on our website. Yeah. We've got it on our Facebook page. Lots of options. We're featuring the trees on our Facebook page. So if you just follow Bonner General on Facebook, you can see the trees, and there's a link to go on and bid.
Oh, good.
If you've ever utilized Greater Giving before, which if you've given to any of these nonprofits this year, you probably have an account. So you can go in, log in, make sure your credit card information is up to date, and you're ready to go. If you've never been on Greater Giving, it's really easy. You just need an email, a password, and a credit card. You only get charged if you win a tree. And it's great. You go in there.
Is there another way they can pay if they don't have the credit card? That was a big question.
You do have to have a credit card. So that is part of the deal with the virtual world that we're living in. It is through credit card. But again, very easy. You bid on a tree. You see when you get outbid. So it really, you still have that same component if you're competitive that you mm-hmm. can keep bidding. You can set an auto bid. So if somebody bids against you, you automatically are up again. It's really easy. And there's 17 trees to choose from, all the different departments. There's a camping tree. There's a
Fiesta tree.
Yep. Shop
a gnome
local.
Tree, a body and body works tree, snowman tree. It's unreal. It's amazing.
Well, something for everyone. So
again,
check it out.
Two easy ways to check it out, paradeoftrees.ggo.bid, or probably even easier, what I'm looking at right now is bonnergeneral.org or bonnergeneral.org. Either one will work. And check it out there and take a look at the trees and bid or what have you. Margo, we have just a minute or two left here. If people are hearing this today and want to join you as a volunteer, how do they do that? What's entailed, and what do you guys? What else do you do?
The best bet is to go online to Bonner General Hospital, Health, and we do have applications available. They could come to the door and receive one, but it's best to call and ask for one. We'll mail you one. What they do is really everything in the hospital that's available for them to do. They do. We are in about 22 departments right presently. We are limited because of COVID, so we're not with patients. But we do everything from data work to escorting still. And we are now presently doing the COVID hotline and the Parade of Trees. And there is a pharmacy group that have to be trained special. There are some over in physical therapy that are doing paperwork. But once it opens up, we will be fully active in every department except for pharmacy, which I said has to be special trained.
So you can go to the website, bonnergeneral.org, and find out more about volunteerism?
Correct.
They also make they make hand-sewn stockings for all the babies born in December. So they get their picture taken, and they go home in a little red stocking. It's cute.
Yeah, we have been doing that for over 45 years. Actually, it's 52 this year. So we also have organizations that donate quilts, knitted items, and we put hats and baby's first books in these baby bags that go out to every newborn. So those are things they do at home when they can't work at the hospital.
Very good. And of course, for anybody who's new to town or maybe just doesn't know, but Bonner General Health is a nonprofit organization, so volunteering is very important. We are out of time. Kristen Carlson, great to see you again.
Thanks,
Margo
Bob.
Johnson,
thank you
for all you've done for so many years, and good luck with the Parade of Trees this week.
Thank you very much.
And that's it for North Idaho Thursday for this week. Back in here when Ricky will return, and we'll do a Ricky's Top 10. Till then, I'm Bob Whitty. We'll see you later.
97.1 K246EU 1450 KBFI Bonners Ferry 1400 KSP